You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is.
Yes, look at the sun.
Wow. WMDX 92.7. And this is the John and Gordy Show. You can check us out on the Civic Media app. Text us from there as well as voice note us. We love to get new ones. And also give us a call and tell us what you think. That's what this program is all about. We have a conversation here each and every morning.
That's it. You can call us right now, 608-879-8255. Weather today, no problem at all this morning. Sunshine, and we're in the mid-60s. We'll get up to about 80, maybe a little better than that. And we could be in for some scattered showers and some thunderstorms this afternoon. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's helping to improve the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center, they've got a great website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is a big deal because of the big bad bill. We're looking at cuts to Medicare now. This is Medicare. I know this is an important issue because a lot of people are expecting to get on Medicare. They have to get on at age 65 or be penalized. So Medicare is going to be cut 4% each and every year.
Okay.
All right? That's on top of the last cut. Cut after cut after cut.
Now, cuts keep coming.
Yeah. John and Gordy have been promoting universal health care on this program for a long time. We've been screaming it at the top of our lungs. We really want universal health care. And we even mentioned it to Ben Wickler before he stepped down. But the thing here is you got to have universal health care because people are not going to be able to afford healthcare anymore. And the problem is they're using healthcare as a weapon against us. So if we don't do certain things, jump through certain hoops, we get healthcare taken away from us while we as taxpayers pay our elected officials for their healthcare, which is, I don't understand how we can't frame that in the right way so people get irritated and mad and angry, right?
And most industrialized countries have universal healthcare.
Right.
And it works.
And it works. People don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So we're asking the Democrats to pick up on the healthcare issue now.
Step up on
instead
it.
Of waiting, because people are going to be shocked at the end of this year, when their premiums go up, if they're on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, the premiums are going to go right through the roof, and a lot of people are not going to be able to afford that. They aren't going to be able to get their health care. And not only that, you can't sign up after that 15-day time to sign up for your health care. And that's the crazy part. So if you say, I can't afford it, and then later on, maybe you can, but you can't re-sign up during the year. You're out of insurance for an entire... It's sabotage all along the way, okay? And a lot, 10,000 or more people will be dropped from ACA. And I'm panicking because my family is on it. So I'm really worried about it. I know it's going to go up $200 to $300 a month for each and every premium. We're already paying about $160,000 or $160. So it's going to go up beyond that. I don't know how we are going to afford $400 a month premiums. We're getting right back to where we were before the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
That's what's happening.
That's the problem.
So the CBO has alerted everybody to this. Medicare is going to get these cuts. And the cuts are going to happen not to us individually, but it's going to go to doctors, hospitals, and the drugs that you get. The CBO projects that the big bad bill will trigger automatic reductions totaling nearly $500 billion over the next decade due to the statutory Pay-As-You-Go Act. When Congress passes something that increases the deficit, they have to make up for it automatically by cutting some other spending elsewhere. If Congress doesn't step in and change the rules, it says here, which they haven't yet, Medicare will be cut automatically by law. It's not speculation. It's going to happen. CBO crunched the numbers. Medicare will get hit with a 4% cut every year starting in 2026. A 4% mandatory cut is to the doctors, hospitals, Medicare Advantage plans, and drug coverage providers. And when providers get paid less, many will limit the number of Medicare patients they take. And I've heard that already. Reduce services or stop accepting Medicare altogether because the payments aren't there. This will reduce access to care for seniors and people with disabilities.
There it is.
And that's the end result.
Yeah.
So this is
bottom line.
This is huge. You know, it leaves everybody wondering where they're going to go next. This isn't fear-mongering. It's the law. It's the way it works. This has to be done. And surprise, 63% of Medicare recipients who voted for this. There you go.
That's it.
You can thank Trump for this.
It's not Biden's fault.
No.
It's not Obama's fault.
As Trump said, Biden set this up. No, not in this case. Not in this case.
Let's go to the phones. Dick is all on the line this morning with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick.
He finally said something I agreed with. I'm talking about the president. That we don't like him.
Yeah, we've got that. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe actually, the first truthful thing he said in the last 10 years.
Actually, I feel exactly like he does about Democrats. I actually hate him.
Yeah.
But that said, this bill, too, the other thing that they've done, and I agree totally with you guys, we got to get on it now, the Democrats.
Yes.
If it's such a great bill, why would you sunset some of it in that doesn't kick in until 2027 if you're not trying to hide something?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you bring up a really good point, Dick, on this because the ACA is going to end at the end of this year, the extra ability to pay for your monthly premiums. That ends because it was put in place for COVID, and that ends at the end of this year. That's why I mentioned it, because once that goes away, people are going to be shocked and stunned. But then, of course, the Republicans, hedging their bets, decided to cut Medicaid after the midterm elections. So no one feels that pain yet. So rather deceptive, and I don't know why they had to do that, you know? Scratching your head on that one.
All right. Dick, thank you. Thank you for that.
All right.
I guess he's gone. All right. 608-879-8255.
Healthcare is the biggest issue in this country. If we didn't have to worry about our healthcare bills or seeing a doctor or worry about our health or our children's health, imagine how freed up in society we would be. We have to go through the shopping experience for healthcare every damn year. And now this year they limited it to just 15 days, and they made sure that you can't sign up again during the year when your situation may change. You may be making a whole lot of money, and it cuts down the amount of premium support that you get. But you can't report it. Well, you should report it, but you can't report it because you can't change. You can't do anything about it. So this is really... this is something that if we get on board, see, the Democrats need to get out there ahead of this, not act like they're reacting to it. That's the point. We've got an agenda. We know what we need to do.
Yeah.
We just need to get out there and tell everybody this is what we're doing, not because suddenly everybody loses their health care after the ACA premiums go up, because we're ahead of it. We know the problem. We want to solve the problem about health care. No one has to get a surprise bill in the mail, and plus they don't have to worry about medical bankruptcies, which is, I guess, one of the biggest reasons why people go bankrupt.
Well, and if we had universal health care, we could have more preventative medicine measures. I mean, we could you know, go to the doctor more often, you know, if it's...
And catch those problems early.
Catch your problems early instead of waiting till it's too late. to do something about it, and then it costs you even more. Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to have the system that we have now. We're going to take your health care away if you're not working enough hours per month.
Right.
This is
insanity.
Who does this?
Crazy.
This is very draconian.
Yeah.
It seems to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We had Doug, instead of worrying about Medicaid cuts, why can't elderly people make extra money hosting morning radio shows?
Well, here we are. Okay.
Well, we decided to do that, Doug.
Appreciate that comment.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. Trump is convinced that people hate him.
For the big, beautiful bill?
For the big, beautiful bill. And it's really
people
Trump.
Don't-
Derangement syndrome.
Is that what it is?
Can we play cut 15 here? This is Trump stating this as fact. Mm-hmm. Let's listen.
Not one Democrat voted for us, and I think we use it in the campaign that's coming up, the midterms, because we got to beat them. But all of the things that we've given, and they wouldn't vote only because they hate Trump. But I hate them too. You know that. It's sort of me. I really do. I hate them. I cannot stand them because I really believe they hate our country. You want to know the truth?
If you did tell the truth once, then, it might surprise all of us.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's his theory.
Yeah.
They don't hate the big bad bill for any other reason except for him.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Oh, man.
He's living in a dream world.
MAGA's, the Republicans continue to try to destroy our confidence in elections. That has bothered me for a long time. They make it harder and harder, just like they're making it harder and harder to get Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a working person, even if you have two jobs, you still may have trouble making that 80 hours a month limit that they put on.
But they want to make it more difficult to vote.
More difficult, yeah.
Yeah,
and they actually do. The Department of Justice actually said this. Almost every voting rule will impose some burden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But slight inconveniences do not delegitimize the state's interest in preventing fraud or seriously hinder the ability to vote. Oh, really? Is that right? That's a standard. Seriously hinder is the standard.
Hmm.
Or it's a slight inconvenience, they say. I don't know. I think this is a very big inconvenience.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we have some sound on that?
No, we don't.
Oh. I must have been mistaken.
I'm the sound.
Okay.
I was looking around frantic, like, God, I'm supposed to do something.
We're good.
Well, Arizona permits overseas citizens to vote if one of their parents is registered as an Arizona voter. But the RNC now, the Republican Party, wants to fight that and kick those people off the rolls because they're normally students of parents who are overseas, either serving in the military or on vacation. And if you're on vacation, you can't vote because that's what the Republican Party wants to put in place, a ban on voting if you're overseas.
Wow. Okay.
So another roadblock.
Just another thing.
Inconvenience. It's just a slight inconvenience, though.
Just continues,
right?
Doesn't it? Hey, you could go to a Cubs Brewers game with us, John and Gordy. Yes, we have a way that you can go and meet us there at the ballpark at AmFam Field for the game on July 29th. It's Cubs and Brewers, brought to us by our friends at Downdrin's Distilling. Find out more. Go to our website at WMDXradio.com and click on the Cubs Brewers Day at the Park with John and Gordy. And enter. You could be a winner and be sitting at the ballpark with us.
All right. Tiny TVs next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
City. I can't wait to feel my wheels rolling and I'm on my way. I've been gone so long now, I think it's a pity. going back to Mad City today. You can bet I'm gonna do some fishing on the Nona or hit State Street for a couple of beers. Drop some bodies as they're walking, find some friends and do some talking. Oh, it's been too many years.
7:23, 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning, and time for us to check in on the weather with Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning. It's a beautiful day here in Madison. We've got sunshine. It's looking pretty nice, and temperatures in the mid-60s, feeling pretty great out there. What are we expecting today? What do you think?
You lucky ducks. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting under clouds. It's kind of gross. I just had some rain this morning. So soak up that sun while you have it.
We've
got a low pressure headed our way. Yeah. Yep. Little chances of some scattered showers. Yeah. We've got a little few of them moving north right now towards Baraboo, Portage, and towards that area. So pretty dry by you. But as we go through this afternoon, probably after 4 or 5, we are looking at chances of some pop-up storms. Now, probably a tenth of an inch to a quarter inch of rainfall with those. None of them should be severe.
Mm-hmm.
And highs today, about 80 degrees. Not bad.
Yeah, wow. That sounds
we'll
great.
Take that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm midday or afternoon, right?
Yep. Yep. So we just got that warm front moving through now, cold front later. And the high pressure sits over us tomorrow and Thursday. Nothing but sunshine. Still sitting comfortable. The humidity holds off until Friday, then it starts to ramp up as we go into the weekend, but still looking at chances of some heavy rain on Friday. So that'll be a soaker. Otherwise, the weekend looks too good. It looks good.
Okay. Weekend.
Wow.
All right. Excellent. We'll take this one.
I like an easy, simple weather forecast. Nothing too surprising.
Right?
Yes, I know. I know.
No severe weather at the moment. Nothing too wild. I'm enjoying it.
We are too. It is fantastic. All right.
Well, excellent, Brittany.
Except for, fighting off the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Other than that, we've got to complain about something. Gordy always complained about the fact that when we always have like a 30 or 40% chance of rain, they're just covering their ass. That's really.
But you know what?
That's the way that works.
I don't know. I think it's turning out to be absolutely true now that we are getting these sprinkles every once in a while. They just pop up and you suddenly get a torrential downpour for a few minutes and then it's done.
And then it's sunny.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All
it's like
good.
Florida weather, right? Those 3 o'clock storms, and then they're gone by the evening. Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Yep.
You have a good
day.
That's
okay.
Our chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Right now, they have a sale on the adjustable bed frames.
What have I been telling you?
I know it. Right. And they're available at an unbelievable discount of 30 to 50% off.
Unbelievable. My jaw has dropped.
Check out the V9 adjustable bed frame.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can save a generous $200 on your purchase of that, and they have other items on sale as well, but you better hurry.
Yeah,
these offers won't last long.
They're almost giving them away.
Check them out. Verlo Mattress, 2 locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
Well, I'm sure, they'll give me credit for this. Sudden outpouring of demand for adjustable bed frames.
Okay. Yeah, it's all due to you.
It's not just for hospitals anymore, I always say.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to, I came across this, this isn't great. Remember we had those little portable TV sets?
Those little tiny TVs?
Yeah, like a transistor radio, and they had the antenna. You couldn't really get anything on them, but
there
they were.
Horrible reception. Yeah.
Well, why don't we play this? Do you have the TV? Okay, let's play this segment.
Today I'm toying with a tiny TV that lets you change the channel where the channels are your saved video. But it doesn't just play each file from the beginning like a media player. They start in the middle like you're watching a live broadcast. The Tiny TV 2 keeps track of how much time you've been watching, and whenever you change the channel, it starts the next video at the same timestamp so you can channel surf like a pro. It even comes with its own tiny IR remote, a tiny 2-hour battery, and 8 gigs of storage for about 10 hours of video. You charge and upload videos over USB-C, though you'll have to shrink them first on a desktop. It's quick, but the app sadly doesn't let you queue up multiple videos at a time. And you might want to remove the tiny remote's button battery, as it tends to drain even if not in use.
Yikes. What? Wait, what?
So that's a 1-inch TV screen, a one-inch TV screen. Now, we thought it was crazy to watch any kind of movie or television show on our phones, right?
Right.
Now they're making a one-inch TV.
What?
And you upload the videos and everything. And,
okay.
And when you turn it on, it starts wherever it's going to start on the video that you have already stored in the device.
Sense. It sounds like a white elephant, like Christmas gift or something that I'd get in like my stocking. Like
really?
I would never. Yeah, I don't get
Did
that.
They give a cost on there? What was that?
They didn't have a price. No,
but
no.
You know, you can watch just about everything on your phone
now. Because they don't really
expect
to sell any of these things.
They really?
Just tend to want to shock people with a one-inch TV set.
It said it costs about $72.
Oh,
well, $72.
That's a real bargain. You keep that on the end of your keychain.
Yeah. Could you use it as a wrist TV? Like a put it next to your
like
watch?
Like the tracing?
Yeah. Well,
see, I could watch stuff on my watch.
You could, I guess. Why not?
Maybe I'll start doing that during the program.
Okay.
Dick Tracy.
Really?
It's Clayface.
Clayface.
I don't know.
For Mumbles?
Mumbles. It's Mumbles.
Remember the Dick Tracy cartoons?
Yeah. Yeah, they were really,
what happened to them?
Really kind of scary.
You probably find them on YouTube. You can find anything there. Right?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk to Jim Lippold from Madison Hearing Aid Center and get the latest there. He's helped us out, and you'll find out how he can help you out, too, if you have hearing problems. It's coming up in our next half hour. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning.
A beautiful day here. We've got sunshine and temperatures in the mid-60s this morning. Low humidity, but that humidity is going to climb. We could be in for some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm popping up a little bit later on midday or early afternoon, and highs in the low 80s for today.
I know we brought everybody down, you know, talking about the end of Medicare.
Well, that's an issue.
But, you know, we're talking about health care, and we've been on this for a long, long time, you know, begging the Democrats to bring this up, make it a major issue, part of their campaign, and not react to it when everybody starts losing their health care, when the Affordable Care Act subsidies start decreasing greatly. I do want to bring up the fact that Jim Carrey, comedian, believes in universal health care.
Well, he's from Canada.
Yeah, but he brought this up with Bill Maher, and he was talking about it the other day, a little while back anyway. Can you look for, I guess, last month, 218, cut 218. Okay. And Jim Carrey will be talking about it. I also have another cut as well, and this would be Trump talking about universal health care.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. Do you have that cut? All right. Well, let's listen to Jim Carrey first, talking about universal health care, which he has in Canada.
I grew up in Canada, okay? We have socialized medicine. And I'm here to tell you that this bullshit line that you get on all of the political shows from people is that it's a failure. The system is a failure in Canada. It is not a failure in Canada. I never waited for anything in my life. I chose my own doctors. My mother never paid for a prescription. It was fantastic. And I just got back from Vancouver, and I keep hearing this, like, Canadians are so nice. Canadians are so nice. They can be nice because they have health care. Because they have a government that cares about them.
Yeah.
It doesn't say sink, f- and swim, pal.
Right.
Or you live in a box.
There you go.
So he's a big fan.
Once you have it, you kind of recognize all the problems with it when you come here to the United States. All right, so let's listen to Trump supporting universal health care, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, that's the next cut, 219.
Okay.
I don't see that here. Yeah, I'm trying to get it in. Oh, here we go. We got it.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody's got to be covered. This is an un-Republican thing for me to say, because a lot of times they say, no, no, the lower 25%, they can't afford private. But
universal health care.
I am going to take care of everybody. I don't care if it costs me votes or not. Everybody's going to be taken care of much better than they're taken care of now.
The uninsured person?
Right.
Is going to be taken care of.
They're going to be taken care of.
How?
I would make a deal with existing hospitals to take care of people. And you know what? This is probably...
Make a deal. Who pays for it?
The government's going to pay for it, but we're going to save so much money on the other side.
Universal health care. That's what you just described.
So that was a long time ago.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't sue 60 Minutes at that point.
Yeah, he's talking to Scott Pelley
there. Yeah, Scott Pelley. So I wonder if they edited that answer. You never know. Never complained about his answers being edited.
Apparently not.
All right. Now, I have a cut here. This is cut 27, I believe, also from last month. It's a Canadian physician, Dr. Danielle Martin, and talking about all the myths about universal health care in Canada. And she talks it up. You don't have that at all?
Not last month.
Okay, well, let's check out this month then. Cut 27.
Check the files here. All right.
Mad TV song 27.
No, that's not it. Okay. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. We'll look for that. It might be in Maze. But why don't we play the Mad TV thing? I've been promising
this
for the last 3 weeks.
Let's play it.
Let's play it. It applies now. It is a country singer from Mad TV who is telling it like it is. Omega, let's listen.
Take back America to 1955. Take back America to when God was still alive.
Truer words were never spoken or sung. Hi, I'm Darlene McBride. You know, I love this country the way it used to be. Simple-minded with simple values for simple people. But then the big government, the Supreme Court, and those bleeding heart liberals just couldn't leave well enough alone. And now look at it. A big, ugly melting pot just boiling over on what used to be a nice, white stove. That's why I decided to launch my Take Back America tour across this great country. I'll be coming to a city near you, singing inspirational songs filled with traditional values. The Lord loves the NRA. He told me so the other day. He spelled it out in bullets in the sky. He's sitting up in heaven with his AK-47. He's a rough and ready macho kind of guy. Nothing would be finer than to drop a bomb on China in the morning. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the effect of illegal immigration on the overburdened healthcare system. Well, here's my solution. Hey, senorita, put down that fajita. Don't tell me you're eating for two. Before you break water, I've got an order that I'm about to give to you. Get your butt back to Mexico. Adios, and that's that.
Man.
Get your butt back to Mexico. With you. Remember, folks, it is not too late to give this great country of ours a fresh coat of white paint. And you heard that from me.
Wow.
Darlene McBride. Bye-bye.
There you go.
That's an oldie, right?
Well, Mad TV is, you know,
way
quite,
back.
Quite a while ago, but everything she's talking about is current.
Right there.
Wow.
Okay.
Strange.
It is 7:42.
Did we find it? We didn't find it.
Yeah,
didn't
we weren't able to find it. Yeah, 27 right. Last month was a different one as well, and same for May. So yeah. we're gonna have to dig deep into that one. Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you what. We've got our special guest this morning. Why don't we talk to him right now?
Jim Leopold is joining us here. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, Gordy.
Thank you. I practiced all night.
I can tell.
Jim is with Madison Hearing Aid Center. You hear John and I talking about them and their great service there. And they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They do hearing aids. And Jim, you know, both John and I came in for our various appointments with you, and you set us up. And I'll tell you, it's really been very helpful for me, and I know John feels the same way. We've got those hearing aids, and now we don't use them when we're here on the radio because we got headphones, which work just fine. But Jim, tell us a little bit about when you started Madison Hearing Aid Center and what your background is and how you got into this business.
Okay, so I'll start out. I grew up in this field, so to speak. My dad is a doctor of audiology, and he was a professor at UW-Eau Claire, and we had a family practice, and I can remember as a four-year-old kid being a test subject going way back into the early 80s. And so I've seen this field change and grow from screw adjustment hearing aids to hearing aids that, you know, amplified sounds but didn't make sounds clearer, to now where we're sitting here going, wow, I can, if you've got a complaint, I've got a solution inside of that individual circuit. So if you're sitting at the restaurant and you can't hear your wife across the table, I've got a solution for that. And it's very individualized. And inside of those circuits, I'm able to adjust and do what I need to do with it, so it's not set in stone. The circuit's not set in stone. But I got into this field because I love helping people. And it's in my DNA, I guess, to I work with my wife, Sarah, who's not with me this morning. She was kind of under the weather. But it's really about, we look at this and go, how can we help people? And everybody has a different, unique need. And that person doesn't come to me because they want hearing aids. They come to me because they want help. And it's about hearing that grandchild. It's about hearing their friend at the bar. It's about hearing their minister at the church. It's about just enjoying the people again. And oftentimes it's not really about the person. It's about the spouse. It's about the child. It's about the grandchild. And they realize, you know what? I can't hear, but I'm going to do this for the people that love me.
Yeah.
And that's really the reason why I've been doing this my whole life. I took over Madison Hearing Aid Center a few years ago. I worked with my dad and was trained underneath my dad to do this for a long time, but every person is special. And that's what makes us different. Sarah and I take great care of, you know, everybody's coming in for a different reason. And that is my job, is to understand that reason and how I can help that person, not just on the day that I test them or the day that I fit them with their hearing aids, but for the life of that hearing aid. And that's really important, because when they're out and about and their hearing aid stops working, who's there for them? Me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the technology for these hearing aids has changed so dramatically. Even in the last 10 years, I remember I got a free test through my insurance company, and I took the test and kind of needed it, but at the time I wasn't really hot on it because the technology wasn't there yet. You know, you couldn't Bluetooth if you had an Android phone. You know, if you had an iPhone, you could certainly, you know, get in on your hearing aids. But now everybody has access to Bluetooth through your hearing aid, and it really has helped dramatically because it's just an easy flow. You can answer phones, you can listen to a room full of people and hear your friend at the same time. You can even watch TVs, you know, if you're in a sports bar and they have different shows on, you can focus in on one particular television and ignore your friends at the table. You can do all those different things, and it's just an amazing thing, you know, with AI helping you out as well. You know, it's changed the world of hearing aids into something now that you can wear all the time and be happy with.
Yeah, it's really, you know, with the apps on the phones, I take that as an individual basis too. Not everybody is ready for connecting their phones to their hearing aids. Some people don't want to. And you don't need the app to control the hearing aid. A lot of the times you've got adjustments on the hearing aids themselves. But I take that as an individual basis. I look at the app as kind of like a Swiss Army knife for helping a person when they're struggling in that noisy situations. Not all hearing aids are created equal, and I'm not managed by any one of the hearing aid manufacturers. So I can fit mm-hmm. and look at, you need this circuit because of this, or you need that because of this reason, and really take that and say, all right, this is the direction that we're going to go in with you. And my patients are very successful because mm-hmm. of that journey.
Yeah, Gordy and I both have different reasons why we really like our hearing aids, and we'll mm-hmm. get to that in just a moment. We have to take a break.
We'll talk about some of the different hearing aids that you offer and maybe the different situations that you've encountered along the way.
Sounds good.
With your various customers. And again, we're talking with Jim Lippold from Madison Hearing Aid Center. We'll continue the conversation with John and Gordy in the morning in just a minute or two. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy, and it's a great, beautiful morning in the capital city, Madison. We're overlooking State Street, and the leaf blower guy is gone already.
Yes.
And the street sweepers have gone home.
Cleaned everything up. Everything it's looking good for today. Sunshine highs in the 80s, and maybe a shower or thunderstorm popping up briefly a little bit later on, but looking great this morning. We're continuing our conversation with Jim Lippold from Madison Hearing Aid Center. And Jim, we were talking during the break here about some of your customers that you've had over the years. And, you know, I think a lot of people assume that mainly older people that are coming to you, but you say that's not really the case now. There's a lot of younger people that are coming to you. Why is that?
I think the perception of hearing aids of the past. So when I was a kid, you'd hear the hearing aids squealing 30 yards away. And people didn't want to wear them because what we talked about before, it amplified the sounds, but it really didn't clarify what you're trying to listen to, and it couldn't separate the speech from the noise.
Well, and they're in the old days, they were kind of big and clunky, too. Yeah. And, you know.
Now I'm looking at it going, and I asked somebody in their 30s the other day.
Yeah,
because they have a lot of patients now in their 30s and their 40s. And I said, something's changed over my career because I've been doing this long enough now. The perception, I asked this younger person, why you didn't wait? She said, why would I wait? Just like wearing glasses, you want to see the world. Going down the street, you want to hear things around you. That's what makes life life. And she said, hearing aids are a really cool tech device now. It's not like in the past where you just put them on and you struggle with them. Now it's the world's at your fingertips with the apps, and the technology that the manufacturers have put in them is absolutely unbelievable. The hearing aids in some of the manufacturers are faster than the auditory cortex in your brain, so the hearing sounds like what you remember when you were a lot younger. Yeah. So now these people are sitting there going, why would I want to waste my life and struggle with hearing where everybody's frustrating with me when I can do something about it and be excited about it? And I often do this test where I'm around a lot of noise, and my patients hear better and understand better in those noisy situations mm-hmm. than I do with normal hearing. And mm-hmm. I have normal hearing. So that's one of the reasons why I'm seeing a lot of younger people come into my office, and they've heard good things about me, so they come in a lot of my business's referrals.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed when I came in, I mean, you spent a lot of time with me asking a lot of different questions about hearing situations and, yeah. you know, and wasn't just filling out a form and doing the audio test. But there were a lot of questions that I hadn't really thought about where I really had problems with hearing, like in restaurants and big crowds and all of that. So it really took the time to understand where I was coming from and what it was, what my experience was. And, you picked the right, we tried several different types of hearing aids, but, mm-hmm. boy, I'm really happy with what we have here, what I've got. And I know John feels the same. The
right,
same way.
Exactly. You know, I've used mine to watch movies at home. Now, I have a great, beautiful sound system in my house,
yeah.
but I get to listen to the sound system instead of Bluetoothing into the, you know, the hearing aids. I can hear the sound much better, the vocals much better. I mean, you can tune it to that.
It's the clarity.
The clarity. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's the clarity of all of this. It makes it easier.
It's not about just making things louder, mm-hmm. but it's making things clearer,
exactly.
so that you're not struggling and frustrated. Things shouldn't be too loud, but they should be clear.
And people should know that you get an app with, well, at least the hearing aids that I have. Mm-hmm. It has an app, and I can adjust the EQ, equalization, mm-hmm. and that really helps. I mean, that's amazing technology to me.
It's unbelievable when I look at this and I go, wow, here I'm sitting here and going, well, you have a high frequency loss, yet things still sound a little bit too tinny. Let's bring that down just a little bit so it's comfortable, and that's all we need to do. And then the hearing aids start to self-learn and everything else, and it just kind of goes from there. Now, not every hearing aid does that, but mm-hmm. certain hearing aids do. The thing about Sarah and I is we really strive to make this about the patient and the patient's journey from day one until the end of time with us. When somebody needs something, you can get in to see us. When you need a test, we try to get you in within a week or two. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to wait to get in. And then after that, it's follow-ups. If you need a repair or something else, you don't have to wait weeks or months. Sometimes I'm hearing places going out now 7 months to get in. My patients can get in when I need to, when they need to see me within a reasonable amount of time.
Well, I like mm-hmm. the fact that you brought it up. It's a tech device. Yeah. That's really what these are now.
It's a tech device.
Yeah.
The younger people are seeing this as, hey, this is cool. It's a cool tech device, and they're designed to look beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, thanks for coming in this morning, and people can find out more and contact you. You're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. And best place to start is right on your website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Or give us a call, 608-249-4077. Just call us. If I don't answer, leave a message because I might be with somebody. Mm-hmm. We're old school that way.
Yeah,
so absolutely. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Very good. Again, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John.
We'll see you
thanks,
again
Gordy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the experience with the hearing aids.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Appreciate all your help. All right, that's going to do it for us for this Tuesday. Coming in tomorrow, we'll be checking in with Mike McCabe from Substack, and we'll have a whole
just
lot
a
more.
Just a heck of a lot more idiocracy coming your way.
All right, Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great day. So long for now.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.